best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
Parkview Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and welcome to Parkview Radio, and welcome to our Summer of Specials. This week, we will be taking a look at ladies football and TV broadcasting, when we're joined by special guests Tanya Bushell, Gary Bushell and Mike McLean. Now, Tanya Bushell started playing football in the 80s when she was picked by a primary school. Now, this was very unheard of back in the 1980s, so the story made her local newspaper. She went on to play for Crowborough Women's Football Club and even Charlton Ladies, and even had a few games for Wales, her international country. Unfortunately, in 2001, Tanya broke her ankle and had to retire from football. And she's now CEO of Bexley Deaf Centre, a great chat organisation that works with all deaf young people across the borough of Bexley. Here's what she had to say when we caught up with her. Hi, this is Lee for Parkview Radio. I'm here with Tanya Bushell. Thanks for joining us.
No problem at all.
So you started playing football really at a time when women really didn't play football. How did you break into that?
Well, where I lived, in the street I lived, all the boys would be out in the street playing football all the time. And you just sort of got sucked into it. So I always used to be playing football with them. And then when I was at school, used to play with all the boys at school. Then couldn't understand why I couldn't get into the team. Why, we, you know, everyone expected the girls to play netball and the boys to play football. Eventually, I had a really good sports teacher at school. He said, yeah, I'm going to get in the team, Tanya. It was that unusual. It made it in the local paper. And they made a big thing about my mum having to wash a football kit instead of a netball kit and all that kind of stuff. And now, you think back now, you think, oh, God, that would have, you know, it's nothing like that now. And I think, I love the fact that women's football has built momentum up and now we're at such a good level and we can compete across the world. And young girls who want to get into football have got people to look up to, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I struggled. I played for Charlton Ladies. And I was selected to play for a couple of games for B team, Welsh national side. So I have played a bit of national football in my time, international football. So, yeah, that's and football's always been a part of my life. So,
And how do you think the standing, as you said, like sort of nearly on an it's not really on an equal plate, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
How do you think like people like yourself have influenced that? Do you feel like you helped bring that forward?
I think I'd like to think that any woman who started playing football sort of pre-1990s was part of that crusade, you know. We were all trying to wave the flag for women's football, and I think we have got to the point now where people take it seriously. Men enjoy watching it as much as women. And
yeah, I went to an FA Cup final a couple of years ago, and it was an outstanding game.
Yeah, I mean, and the quality, it's superb. It was not like that when we played, but It's like anything. Obviously, we've progressed. We can now compete against some of the top teams in the world. USA were always really, really good. Germany and even Japan and places like that. We can compete on an even sort of keel, and it's really, really encouraging, I think. It's really, really good time for women's football.
Definitely.
I'm a chief exec of another charity in the borough. I look after all the deaf and hard of hearing people in the borough. Chief exec of Bexley Deaf Centre. We're really lucky in the London Borough of Bexley because all the voluntary sector, we all come together, we all work together.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Right, now we're moving to the world of TV broadcasting. Our next guest is Gary Bushell. Gary Bushell has been a newspaper journalist for nearly 30 years now. Back in the 90s, also quite a popular TV personality, appearing on all kinds of programmes like Noel's House Party. He had his show called Gary on the Box, where he reviewed TV programmes. Nowadays, Gary still writes columns for the Sun newspaper.
Hi, it's Lee for Parkview Radio here, and I'm here with a journalist, TV presenter, everything really, Gary Bushell. So how did it all start with you, like journalism and stuff?
Well, really, it started on the Rock Press. I was on Sounds music paper from 1978 on, so I was there. When it got really exciting, you'd had punk and then you had Two Tone come through and mod and then new wave of British heavy metal, oi and punk, street punk and all that sort of stuff. Stuff was happening all the time. And you could go out every night and see something new and something worth seeing. I remember seeing U2's sorry, you two used to come and drink with us before they got signed up in up in Covent Garden. But I remember seeing the specials on their first ever gig. That's how good it was, you know. You just going out and seeing fantastic bands all the time.
And how do you think like the music scene and media in general has changed over the last 20, 30 years?
Two different questions, really. It's, in some ways, it's never been easier for a band to get their music out there, but it's never been harder for them to get heard. Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Could you put it on, unless you've got some way of promoting it, who's going to know about it? So that's the good thing is the power of the record companies has diminished. You can actually do it yourself, but you have to have a strategy. You have to have a really good plan. You have to be able to work out how you can get known about is what the is probably. But the newspaper industry is obviously dying now. They're dying.
Yeah,
slowly.
It's all online now.
Death of a thousand cuts it is. But well, that's it. They've been overtaken by online. Everyone, you go to a newspaper conference now and they're all worried about what Twitter are saying about things. Yeah, it's a different world from the one we grew up in. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Right, thank you for your time. No, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Now, that was a great interview there with Gary. Next, we're going to move on to Mike Squeaky McLean. Now, Mike was a comedian back in the 90s and early 2000s, where he was seen and picked up by Nickelodeon and started presenting children's TV. After that, he was picked up by a show called The Big Breakfast, which was Channel 4's version of Good Morning TV. After Big Breakfast, Mike went on to Richard and Judy and a host of other things. He's still very passionate about his comedy. Let's take a look when we met Mike.
Hi, it's Lee from Parkview Radio, and I'm here with Mike Squeaky McLean. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
You're not too bad. A lot of our older listeners and viewers might recognise Mike from the Big Breakfast TV broadcaster. Mike also does a lot of comedy. So first of all, we start off with TV broadcasting. How did you get into that?
I started at a channel called Nickelodeon, just presented there for a few years. Then I wrote a show called Mad For It, which went on ITV. And then I just got offered the Big Breakfast, and I took it, and from there I did that, and then went on to Richard and Judy. Just stayed in telly, really.
Was Big Breakfast as crazy as it looked?
Yeah, it was a hard show, really. It was a difficult show to present, difficult to work on. And it was just, yeah, it was manic. It was, it was what it looked like. So it was a good show, though. It was a great show to do.
And what's the dangers with live TV? What's like anything that's gone wrong for your live TV? Or
There was a woman who had a Jordanaire vase. And on the live broadcast, one of the producers picked up. And there was only ever 500 made. 250 went to America, 250 in England. The Queen had one. And he picked it up and the base of it just dropped and smashed on the floor. So that was that went wrong.
And you now do a lot of stand-up as well. What brought you into comedy?
I've always done comedy before I did telly. I was always did stand-up. So I did I used to go around and do the stand-up. So I've just gone back to it now and it's really good. It's interesting.
And what's your main passion, TV or stand-up?
Stand-up all day long. You just get in, do the gig, out you go, and then, whereas telly, there's a lot of waiting around, a lot of hanging around, and you have to film it again, whereas once you do stand-up, you're just on the stage, you do your bit, it's just you, 500-600 people that you've got to make laugh, and then that's it, you can get in the car and back home.
Okay, and what advice would you give to our young people who want to get into TV broadcasting?
I'd just say, look, everybody's got a camera phone now and everybody's got a video on it. I'd just go and film something and make it funny, or I'd just go out and film no longer than a 2-minute piece and just be different. Don't copy anybody. Just be you, be different, and have a little niche market that you're good at that you can do that nobody else does. You know, if it's cooking, if it's selling houses, if it's, you know, something like that. Make sure you're different from somebody else.
And is that the same advice you give for the stand-up as well? Or is that a bit different?
No, the stand-up, again, just be, yeah, don't copy anybody, don't pinch material, just write your own stuff and go out and do be completely different. Everybody wants to see somebody different. You don't want to see somebody that's a version of somebody else, you know.
Well, thanks for your time today and good luck today. Cheers, thank you.
That's it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember to visit our YouTube channel for a host of different content produced by our students and young people at Parkview Academy. And I hope you enjoyed it. Join us next week for another summer special. Bye for now.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to Parkview Radio.